Next up is Copper.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
a rhyme.
That's right.
On time.
It's tricky is the title. Here we go. It's tricky to rock a rhyme. To rock a rhyme. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky.
Tricky, tricky,
tricky. I met this little girly. Her hair was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her rat. I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me. Or spend some time to rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky. It's tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time. And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing because they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky.
How is it, D?
It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky.
Tricky.
Tricky, tricky, hook! When I wake up, people take up mostly all of my time. I'm not singing, folk keep ringing, cause I make up a rhyme. I'm not bragging, people nagging, cause they think I'm a star. Always tearing what I'm wearing, I think they're going too far. A girl named Carol follows Darrow every gig we play. Then de-dissed her and dismissed her, now she's jocking Jay. I ain't lying, girls be crying, cause I'm on TV. They even bother my poor father, cause he's down with me. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky.
How is it?
It's tricky, tricky. It's tricky to rock a rhyme, to rock a rhyme. That's right on time, it's tricky.
Tricky.
We are not thugs, we don't use drugs, but you assume on your own. They offer coke and lots of dope, but we just leave it alone. It's like that, y'all, but we don't quit. You keep a rock shock, cause this is it.
Okay, we're good. That was Copper. I forgot Beloved's here to hear what I say about her. That was Copper with Tricky. Rochellular, start with you.
Okay, well, I love this song because I love SSX Tricky. That game.
That game was awesome. It had Billy Zane in it. What more do you
eat?
Oh, it
was so good. I just, like, really liked that game. Anyway, I liked this. I think that you pronounce things kind of weird when you rap. Like, it's very, like, overly pronounced. Like, it doesn't need to be that pronounced, you know what I mean? Like the tricky, like, was it just, like, the way that he said, like, it's tricky was, like, really intense.
I would much rather him over-enunciate than under-enunciate with a rap.
Oh, I agree. I definitely agree with that. I don't know. Just a comment. But that was really it. I thought you had good energy. Like, you're really good at, like, from what I've heard from your raps that I've heard before, you're very good at being, like, and, like, in your
you're
face.
Very good at being, like, good job, Copper, on that.
In your face.
Sound like you're copping up a hairball. Good job.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
I wish we had one of the more intelligent star show judges as one of the coaches. I'm kidding, Rochelle. I love you. Go ahead. Valk said Valk, speaking of star show judges, said the enunciation sounded fine. I'm just saying. But she's nominated for elimination this week, so what does she know? Turtle?
Have you seen the British X Factor?
I have not.
There's like this one season where these two twins.
Oh, Jedward.
Yeah, Jedward. He reminds me of Jedward.
Why? Never mind. Just keep going. Go ahead.
He's not like the best vocalist. I've heard better stuff in general, but he has this type of charisma that I just like listening to him. The only thing with this song was that his vocals were too loud once again.
That's a consistent problem. This was another one I didn't get to hear a rough take of. It's tricky to rock a rhyme that's right on time when you're White Turtle, so you have to give him some credit there. Here's the honest truth. Every week before I hear everybody, I'm like, I'm going to eliminate Copper this week because I don't think when you go to the battle round, you can hold your own against one of the other singers. I'm just being honest. But every week I hear you, and then I'm like, I don't think I can put him in the bottom two. I don't think I can eliminate him. Because when you get the right song and you get the audience behind you, it's all song choice for you because you perform the hell out of the songs. So as long as you keep picking songs that everybody knows and everybody likes, people are going to keep enjoying your performances. To me, this is one of the more fun performances we had all night. This is one of the more enjoyable performances we had all night. So I don't think the fact that he's not the best singer comes into play here because he's not singing. He's rapping.
Well, I mean, like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to remember this.
Yes, you're going to remember Copper coming out and busting a rhyme. And being tricky.
I think now he could take on Zayn.
I think he could take on, I don't know, maybe, I'd like to hear him versus Zayn. I'd like to hear that.
Copper versus
Like
Zayn.
Legit.
Yeah, like a legit rap battle, Copper versus Zayn. Anyway, should we move on? Because I only have one person left.
Nope.
Aria, I picked this song for Aria. I don't think she knew it before. It's called Promises in the Dark. It's a Pat Benatar song, and it's super, super effing hard to sing. So if she pulls this off, she's my hero. But she's the only one on my team that I would feel comfortable giving this song to.
Did she record this before or after she left?
She recorded this after.
Okay.
So I'm excited to listen. Let's do that now.
Never again, isn't that what you said? You've been through this before, and you swore this time you'd think with your head. No one would ever have you again. And if taken was gonna get done, you'd decide where. Many opponents made you weary of a fight. Blinded by passion, you foolishly let someone in. All the warnings went off in your head, still you had to give in. Just when you think you got it down, resistance nowhere to be found. They whisper. So come and they search for a way to conquer the fear. No line of attack has been planned to fight back the tears. We're breathing restless dreams, are both won and lost. On the edges of where it seems it's well worth the cost. Just when you think you got it down, your heart in pieces on the ground. They whisper promises in the dark.
That was Aria with Promises in the Dark by Pat Benatar.
Ooh.
Rochelle, what'd you think?
I really liked this. It was really different than, like, I've heard Aria do, and it was really unique to her. And I think she totally owned it. I loved her vocals, and I just thought it was super powerful and just really, like, she, like, really, like, pumped up that energy.
I just want to say, I love your tone whenever you say, It's not nasal at all. It's beautiful.
You're an asshole. The one thing that I was I wrote down as like a comment around on the four shared like timestamp around like 20 minutes ish in the file. There was like this intense belty part, and I just had no idea what you said. Like as far as like lyrics go.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Turtle.
And this was really powerful. Listening to it, I was like, oh man, you don't hear singers on the radio sing like this anymore. It's pretty awesome. I liked all of it.
I picked this because I want to show another side of her that people don't always get to see, because she doesn't rock out as much as she could, because she can clearly rock out.
I know, it was so good.
And with Aria, it's like, I come up with a song, and she's down to do it. There's no, like, this isn't for my voice, or this isn't my style. She just does it, and she does it well. And this is why I wanted her so badly on my team, because, like, I want to experiment with new things for Aria. She did win Rockstar Cookies. Good point. She also won HCOE Season 1, right? So she can HCOE out as well. Aria rocks out with her cock out at all hours of the day and night.
Okay, I thought you said another C word.
What do you think I said?
I
said wait. Cock.
Really?
Yes. I meant to say clock. She rocks out with her clock out.
I thought you said cop out, but I was like, nah,
she
you couldn't.
She rockers out with her coppers out. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think you need to decide now.
Okay. I don't want to decide. I hate doing this, and I hope that my team understands that I have to do this, and it sucks. And I hope that okay, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna save four people, and the people I don't save are going to the bottom two. Don't say you understand, Copper. That'll make it easier for me to put you up for elimination. Skywish, it was scary to hear my girlfriend singing about murdering dudes, but she worked her ass off this week. And she was willing to try everything I suggested. And I also feel that every week she improves, and that deserves a chance to keep going. So I'm saving her for sure this week. So Skywish, you are safe. I said too. How do you like my tone on Is it good? Rochelle?
Whatever. You can go fuck yourself.
Okay. I'll do that later. Cookies! I'll come back to cookies. Let's talk about Copper! Copper submitted last minute, and he said he forgot that I was nominating two people tonight, and then asked me what I thought his chances were. So I feel like if he had known I was nominating two people, he wouldn't have submitted last minute. But the thing about it is, when you don't let me have any feedback on it, because I have a reputation, and if you submit a song on a show where the coaches are working with you, and you didn't give us a chance to work with you, and then the song is sketchy, it makes the coaches look bad. But your song was not sketchy at all. I honestly had planned to put you in the bottom two tonight, but I'm not going to. This was like a last minute decision. I don't think you deserve to be in the bottom two for that song. I think that was epic. So if you end up going to the battle rounds, kudos to you, because you're the person that keeps, you're like a cockroach, which is a compliment, because I gave that, Dylan, I said that to Jeffers once.
Dylan.
Yes.
It's what? Never good to call someone a cockroach.
He's like a cockroach in that he can't kill him. He keeps coming back. I said it to Jeffers once, and Jeffers is now, he won Once You Go Black for one thing, so he keeps coming back. It's good because he keeps coming back. Anyway, I have to keep going. Aria, you submitted late and held up my mixing, but you recorded 12 songs in 2 days last week, and I gave you a really hard song, and I think you pulled it off. So I'm going to call it even tonight, and you're not going to be in the bottom two. There's no way I could put you in the bottom two after that performance. So it's with Cookies, Maddie, and Bryson. And this one's tough. Bryson, you're good, but if you're willing to take feedback and stuff more, you could be great. And I don't feel like you're willing to. And I never get test takes or multiple song options from you. And you've expressed an unwillingness to do pop songs in the chat. And I sort of feel a little bit of an ego from you at times. And there's not enough room in the Dylan chat for two giant egos. It's nothing personal. It's just business. So I am going to put you in the bottom two this week. And then it's between Cookies and Maddie. And this is where it's tough, because Cookies also worked her ass off this week. She tried several songs. And in the end, turned in a rough draft of hers, like beyond the point where I could critique it or anything. But she's also getting better every week. I liked her this week, and I think she's going to be a superstar, so I'm going to keep her safe this week. So, Maddie, you submitted way early this week, but I just wasn't as impressed with you. And I do feel like that whole recording and submitting only half a song 2 weeks ago needs to catch up with you, so I'm going to put you in the bottom two as well. May the audience decide. So my bottom two is Bryson and Maddie, which sucks, but I had to do it. So we'll be back with Rochellular's team any minute.